This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, including descriptions or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues is prohibited.
Whitecaps Baseball is live on the Ticket, West Michigan, 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. You can also find us on the MLB app, MILB TV, Bally's Live app, and online at whitecapsbaseball.com. Let's preview today's matchup and get ready for first pitch. Now live from the Gordon Food Service broadcast booth at LMCU Ballpark, it's Whitecaps Pregame.
From Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson. West Michigan Whitecaps baseball. Today, the Whitecaps take on the Lansing Lugnuts, game five of a six-game series. Hi, everybody. Dan Hasty, thank you very much for making us a part of your Saturday night. Tonight's game features the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts and a West Michigan Whitecaps pitcher who has seen a surge through not just the Detroit Tigers farm system, but also throughout all of Major League Baseball's prospect rankings. Jaden Hamm gets the start for the Whitecaps. He was unranked as a Tigers prospect, not even within their top 30 of their consensus rankings to begin the season. And the former fifth-round pick in 2003 out of Middle Tennessee State has skyrocketed, not just through the Tigers system, but he ended up standing as a top 100 prospect throughout all of Major League Baseball. He's 5-4 with a 2.75 ERA. He gets the call against the Lugnuts' Jake Garland, who's 6-4. His ERA is 3.86. Yesterday, the Whitecaps erased a 7-run deficit, only to fall back into another hole as part of a 13-8 loss to the Lugnuts in front of nearly 8,000 fans last night. A pair of Lugnuts homers in the first four innings put the Caps in that big deficit before the Caps tied the game in the sixth inning with four in the fifth, three in the sixth. In the bottom of the frame, the Lugnuts scored four times off Whitecaps reliever Eric Pinales to reestablish their lead and send West Michigan to back-to-back losses for the first time since July 23rd and 4th against Lansing, but back in West Michigan. The Lugnuts struck early and often, beginning with a 3-run homer from Midwest League RBI leader Will Simpson in the first. That really set the tone, gave Lansing a 4-3 lead. In the third, TJ Schofield, Sam highlighted a 3-run frame with a 2-run blast that helped extend the Lugnuts' advantage to 6-0. In the fourth, a sack fly from Nate Nankill, played to Johnny Butler, made it 7-0. And the subsequent two innings saw West Michigan really turned the game in their favor, made a furious comeback. Four runs in the fifth in an inning highlighted by Max Anderson's 2-run homer and Luke Gold's run-scoring double. An inning later, the Caps tallied three more to even the score. Tyrone Laronzo just narrowly missed his fourth home run of the series, a high off the wall double to score a run. That helped highlight a 3-run frame. Roberto Campos tied the game with an RBI single through a drawn-in infield, helped knot at the ball game at 7. In the bottom of the sixth, Lansing answered against Pinales. Five of the first six hitters who came to the plate in the frame reached safely against Pinales. Two-run single by Will Simpson, part of a 6-RBI performance, stirred the tide in the contest that sent Lansing to its second straight win. Caps are now 26-19 in the second half, 57-54 overall. The Lugnuts are 21-25 in the second half and 53-58 on the year. Garrett Irvin got the win. Pinales got the loss. Meanwhile, at the plate, Roberto Campos got on base in four of his five plate appearances. This is Caps Pregame. Coming up next, it looks as if we're going to have a little extra time here on Caps Pregame today. And why is that? Well, the tarp is on the field. And we had some big-time thunderstorms roll through the state capitol just about a half hour ago. And because of that, looks like we're going to be waiting out Mother Nature a little bit, as there is no maintenance. There is nothing really happening as to the idea of getting the field ready for play. So we are officially starting this ball game in a rain delay. So as that happens, we are going to get a chance to listen to some of the best of recent Whitecaps radio. Max Gordon, The Detroit Tigers hitting coordinator in their minor league system has one of the most unique stories that you will come across. He joins us coming up on the other side of this timeout to tell us a fascinating story about perseverance and how he's been able to turn a super scary and horrifying experience in his life, losing his brother, who was with him in a car accident when he was younger, into a inspiration as he has lived his life in tribute of his brother and how he has tried to live every day.
My family and I are third generation owners of Model Coverall Service. For 100 years, Model has improved the image, cleanliness, productivity, and safety of workers and workplaces here in West Michigan. Thank you for your loyalty to us. We'll keep supporting the Whitecaps and the West Michigan community just as we have for 100 years. Hit a home run for your company. Go to modelcoverall.com. Modelcoverall.com. Since 1923.
You just slept on it funny. I think it's supposed to be that color. It's probably just something you ate. That'll clear right up with some aloe. Some chicken soup will have you back on your feet in no time. Not sure. But Mom will probably know.
Don't rely on guesswork. For 85 years, Blue Cross has been providing Michiganders with access to the care and resources they need. And we'll be ready to help for the next 85 years.
At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they know there are two sides to every home purchase. The logical. How much is the down payment? How much are the monthly payments? And the emotional. Does it feel like home? Can we see ourselves growing old here? At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they don't choose sides. LMCU offers low rates and low down payments for the roof over your head and warm, friendly service for the roof over your heart. Visit lmcu.org/mortgage and discover why they're Michigan's number one mortgage lender. An equal housing lender. NMLS number 442967.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
This is Spencer Torkelson, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball.
Welcome back. It's Whitecaps Radio. Getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with Max Gordon, who was brought onto the Tiger staff just a couple of years ago and now is really finding himself not only impacting the lives of Tigers minor leaguers, but also just about all the coaches and all the people within the Tigers organization. Max joins us now here on Whitecaps pregame. Max, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with the Caps over in Fort Wayne.
Okay, so you get a chance to see all these different teams in the system. Tell us a little bit about your role, your responsibilities, and what brought you over to the org.
Yeah, so I'm the hitting coordinator. My counterpart, Jeff Branson, is the other hitting coordinator, and then we have Kenny Graham as the director of hitting. And all three of us basically bounce around to each level. I'll spend a lot of time in the Dominican and in Lakeland with our younger groups. But I'll work up here to West Mich and Erie with AA, Toledo AAA. But really, I'm just kind of, here to help facilitate with the coaches. Like Francisco here, I'm trying to give him whatever he needs, an extra set of hands, an extra pair of eyes. You know, if he needs to talk about something he's been seeing or go through some different reports, I'm here. I'm here for help. And really just to check in on the guys, see what the vibes are like, and if anybody needs, a new voice, then I'm here for them. So it's been great. And I've really enjoyed my time here so far, especially with these, the staff that I get to work with.
Talk about that message, because over the last handful of years, I wouldn't say the message has changed, but the message continues to always get fine-tuned. So since you've been brought on, how has that message been impacted and how has that been fine-tuned since you've been brought on board?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's always been growing pains. Like when I first got here, we really prioritized like hitting the ball as hard as you can, which is still something that's very important to us. But you know, as we've grown as an organization, the addition of Scott Harris, you know, controlling the strike zone is a huge part of the game. So that's something that we've emphasized. And as you can see, our growth in the hitting department, we've gotten better year to year. And you know, strike to walkout rate, you know, and the different things that we look for in terms of how we evaluate our players. But overall, it's been a fun little way to, you know, morph from bat speed, exit velocity into controlling the zone, plate discipline, you know, three ball chase, like little things like this that we're really just trying to find different ways to create success for our players to move them up to the next level.
This is West Michigan's home for the Whitecaps, WJRW Grand Rapids, W291 DJ Grand Rapids, a Cumulus Media Station, The Ticket, West Michigan's sports leader.
You know, a lot of people talk, and I think since Scott Harris has come in, controlling the strike zone, dominate the strike zone, has been the big phrase, the phrase that pays with Tigers fans. And it's easy, I think, for a lot of people to apply that to pitching, but I think it's a little bit more nuanced when talking about how to apply it to hitters. So if you can, without going into the great detail, but if you can give us kind of a Cliff Notes version of the kinds of things that we should be paying attention to so we can check the boxes of, is this hitter dominating the strike zone?
Yeah, I mean, the things that we really look for is heart swing. Like, is if a pitcher is throwing him pitches in the heart of the strike zone, is he getting swings off? Like, what's his chase percent? Like, is he chasing pitches out of the zone? So those are two, like, really quick little ones. But the way that we, you know, those are kind of like more results. You know, the thing that we really preach to our players is, you know, having a plan, having a disciplined approach and sticking to that, really working to not let the pitcher get them off their plan or get them off their approach, and just being really, really picky with what they're trying to do at the plate, you know, just so they can, you know, it's kind of more like an aim small, miss small, you know, so they're not out there trying to swing at every single pitch that gets thrown at them, you know, just being a little more disciplined, a little more focused and detailed in what they're trying to do.
We're talking with Max Gordon, who is within the hitting department for the Detroit Tigers. I'm always impressed and kind of surprised in some ways when somebody undergoes swing changes mid-season. I used to think that that was something that hitters didn't do until after a season, because why would they, right? Why would you ever want to consider tweaking something that is so important mid-season and undergo that kind of a major change? But we've been talking about a couple of guys this year, namely Danny Cerretti, for example, a guy that has made changes on the fly throughout the course of this year. That's really hard to do. Take me through what it must be like for a guy like Danny or anybody who's undergoing those huge changes and what kind of challenges they're undergoing.
Yeah, I mean, Danny's a great example. You know, he's had some challenging times, and, you know, there's been a lot of frustration for him, which it's totally understandable. Like, this game is hard enough, and the changes that he's been able to start making in game, which is astounding, has benefited him a lot. And just a lot of that, I think, goes back to the trust that he has in our coaching staff. You know, like, his ability to trust Francisco and really buy into the plan has been substantial, and you've seen him start to flourish here in this last month or so. But yeah, it's really hard, and it really takes conviction by the hitter. It takes a very disciplined approach. And you know, the last thing you want to do is tell a guy to think about their swing when they got a pitcher throwing 96 mile an hour cutters on their hands. Like, it's going to make it pretty hard to hit, you know? So we're really trying to get them to engage in their work in the cages and in the pregame, and then just really trust that it's going to come out to play with them today in the game. So that's been a lot of it, but you know, it's a slow pour. You know, it's not a light switch is what I try and tell them. Like, it's not going to just happen overnight and all of a sudden everything's hunky dory and we're good to go. You got the good swing, so it's a slow drip, and we're trying to really just stay diligent in what we're trying to do.
You got to be really proud of guys who make changes like that.
Yeah, I mean, we just got done hitting in the cage, and I was just talking with Danny, and you know, just kind of patting him on the back, like, "Hey, man, like you've come a long way," you know, because he still beats himself up when you know he goes back to the default, and you know, he gets frustrated because he knows he did the wrong thing. You know, I just try to explain, like, "Hey, it's going to happen again. You know, like this is going to be something you might battle against the rest of your career," and like. A lot of players have stuff like that. You know, a lot of big league hitters are always trying to stay away from the things that, you know, makes them unsuccessful. So, you know, just really trying to like pump him up a little bit because, you know, he's a good player, and he's like, he's a catalyst for our clubhouse. You know, he's a great clubhouse guy. So really, really love seeing, you know, Danny perform.
We're talking with Max Gordon. Everybody has challenges in one way or another. You are not immune to that. And that's where this conversation pivots away from baseball. And so let's learn a little bit about your story. And there are a few people that I've had the pleasure of running across that has a book that details some of those challenges. You have one of those. So if you can detail the story, obviously, I know that there's a lot that there's to unpack with that, but for those people who don't know, Max had a very, very eventful time as a kid growing up through baseball. And I guess I'll just kind of leave the floor to you so you can kind of illustrate, if that's all right with you, kind of how things unfolded for you growing up through your life and through your baseball life.
Yeah, so I mean, growing up, I was always the smallest guy on the team. I mean, in this clubhouse, I'm still the smallest guy. But you know, it was very much a challenge for me. I was, you know, playing with the older kids and the older brothers, and I, you know, was always tested as, you know, in the athletic realm of, you know, if I can compete with the big boys. You know, and so that was kind of just my stepping stone, like that was my starting point as an athlete in general. You know, and then as I got into high school, you know, I'm playing football and basketball and baseball, but the real turning point was when my brother and I were in a car accident January 2nd of 2008, where he ended up losing his life, and I was mercy flighted to a hospital, collapsed lungs. They found me in the middle of the freeway. You know, it was bad deal. So you know, I had the priest come into the hospital and read me my final prayer, and that was kind of gonna be the end of the road for me. I ended up, you know, pulling through. The people at the ICU did an incredible job saving my life, but I had pneumonia for the next 3 months. Busted out all my teeth in the top of my mouth, and it took me a couple days before I could walk on my own. I was just so weak. But yeah, I mean, pretty gnarly brain damage. They had to drill a hole in my skull, but I mean, that's all, you know, that's all in the past. And I think, I've told people this all the time, you know, because everyone wants to say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry," you know, that happened to you. And I say that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the best thing that's happened. It changed everything about who I am. You know, I'm very confident I wouldn't be a Detroit Tiger in, you know, the position that I'm in. Very confident that I wouldn't have walked on at Oregon State and played at the College World Series. Like, there's a lot of things that got thrown in front of me after that that gave me that little bit of edge, that little bit of fire to just keep pushing through, wanting to, you know, I saw myself as I could, you know, I could play the poor me role and, oh, my life is this way because this happened to me. And instead, I wanted it to be like, I want to get through this thing and have a story that people don't believe, you know? So that's really just kind of what's been pushing me ever since. And that's why, you know, I'll say again, like, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
People always kind of say, don't let one moment define you. But in this case, it's kind of okay. One moment can define you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all dependent on what you do with it, you know? Yeah. Like good moment, bad moment. You know, how do you respond, you know? And that's always, you know, again, growing up playing with the older kids, you know, I'd always get beaten. I would always lose. And, you know, I'm the smallest kid, I'm the youngest kid, but like, I kept coming back. And, you know, it's like, how are you going to respond to failure? How are you going to respond to losing? How are you going to respond to life? You know, because it's going to hit you in the face pretty hard sometimes. What are you going to do? You know, so that was, you know, I'm lucky that I got to learn those lessons. So when I got hit with something that heavy, I at least had something to grab onto to help push me through it. But, you know, it was a long road to get out of some dark places. But, you know, I'm pretty thankful for where I am.
I'd imagine that perspective not only helps you convey messages to players who are 19, 20, 21 years old, but to actually believe it with conviction with what you're saying. Because it's one thing to try to talk down a 19-year-old kid, a Max Clark, a Kevin McGonigal, but to actually have them look at you and believe that what you're saying is legitimate, that's a whole other ballgame. Because coaching is one thing, but actually being able to sell them on what you're saying is a whole different ballgame. Do you feel like you're able to sell that because you've actually lived through much more important things?
Yeah. I think, you know, I think I'm pretty good at it. You know, but these guys, most of these guys don't know my story, pretty much all of them. It's, you know, I try and look at it from, I want you to know me as me right now. Like, if you want to know about my past, like, we can go down that road. Or if you're having, you know, if there's a hardship that you're going through and you need some, you know, some guidance, like, I'm very willing to share my story and maybe help you out through some trials and tribulations. But I think getting the message across and, you know, having to look inside myself so many different times throughout my journey has really kind of opened me up to have a little more awareness, a little better perspective for guys and where they are. I feel like I'm pretty good at seeing body language, seeing different antics on the field where, well, you know, I'll identify like, okay, this guy's a little sped up, or, you know, this guy's not. I'm not seeing the confidence in him today. You know, it's a lot of, you know, buzzwords out there, but, you know, I do feel like I've got a pretty good pulse on most of my guys and kind of where their heads are. So, you know, if they need a little jab or if they need a, you know, an arm around the shoulder, like I think I'm pretty solid at delivering the correct one at the correct time.
Talking to Max Gordon, has that story, your story, gotten easier to share over time? I'm sure it's still hard, but what have you noticed about telling that story as time has gone on?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a really, really challenging story to tell, obviously, like right out of the gate the first few years, but, you know, now I'm proud to tell the story. You know, I try not to overtell it to sound like the guy that won't stop living in the past, but I am proud of, you know, the things that have come from it and, you know, the path that's been laid because of it. But yeah, it has definitely gotten easier. And I try and look back at my brother's life and thankful for the time that I was able to have with him, you know, almost pretending like that day was always going to be the finish line for him, you know. And so trying not to think about, you know, I wish he was here for this. I wish he could have seen that, you know, that's not doing any good. So it has been, you know, a true reflection and really, really trying to convey it correctly where it comes off in a positive, more so a total disaster.
In talking about Nick and obviously honoring his life, what do you continue to keep top of mind in trying to honor his legacy and honor his life?
Well, I do wear his toe tag on my necklace every day from when he was cremated. But, you know, really, I try and check in once a year. Every year I'll go hunting, and that's kind of when I have my time to me. And, you know, I like to think that, you know, we always, you know, we grew up in the woods, so we always were outdoors and doing stuff like that. So that's kind of where I get to touch base with him is once a year I'll get out and I'll go hunting and I'll have my moment, my peace.
That's a beautiful story. And obviously, we're so grateful that you're in this organization. And I can see why you're in this organization. You ended up spending a year over at the University of Michigan. I'd imagine that you got to know Chris Fetter during that time.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, and he's, you know, he's a reason that I, you know, my name got mentioned to be a part of the hiring process here. So super grateful for that. And it was really cool to get to know him. And he's an elite person, you know, along with how good of a coach he is.
Well, I know that they're lucky to have you. I know that we're lucky to have you here. cannot thank you enough for helping us along this road here with this Whitecaps team. Thank you very much for joining us and telling your story as well. It is a very unique one. We really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Max Gordon right here on Whitecaps Radio.
You're more than a student at Ferris State. You're a bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hey, this is Max Clark, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball.
Here in Lansing at Jackson Field, hoping to have some baseball tonight with Lansing and West Michigan. A slow and steady rain continues to fall, but there is optimism that we will have a first pitch, albeit a little bit late, but better late than never here in Lansing. The rain came down about 30 minutes before first pitch tonight, and what we now understand is that a first pitch will be thrown tonight at hopefully 8:20 p.m. weather permitting. The hope is that the tarp will come off the field. It's been on the field for the majority of this afternoon and into the evening. The Lansing Lugnuts grounds crew is currently tending to the bullpens on both sides, although there are some pretty significant puddles in front of both dugouts and in the outfields by the warning track and in both the right and left field corner. So they will have some more work to do. And then obviously after all that comes the all-important walk around with both managers, Craig Conklin of the Lugnuts, Tony Cappuccelli of the Whitecaps. They'll do that with our umpires, Jabril Jeter Abdullah and Justin Hopkins. And as they walk around, they will survey the landscape to see. And of course, when you're talking about surveying the landscape, you're thinking about all the important players and the very big investments that the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland A's have out on the field and trying to make sure you maintain player safety. So it will be very interesting to see after they do the work to prepare the field as best they can what the reception will be from both of these managers getting ready for play here today. It will be game five of this six-game series. The winner of today's game or the fifth game, whenever it does get played, will have a chance to win this series with a victory on Sunday. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to see baseball played tonight, but it will be an 8:20 first pitch if all goes according to plan. So here's what we will do in the interim. We will send you back to our affiliate at 106.1 FM, The Ticket, and 1340 WJRW. We'll get some regularly scheduled programming. You'll hear everything from The Ticket as well as WJRW AM. And then just moments before 8:20 p.m., we'll kick things back into gear here from Jackson Field and bring in the call of the fifth game of this six-game set with Jaden Hamm on the mound for West Michigan. The top 100 prospect in Major League Baseball toes the slab for the Whitecaps as he gets ready to battle the Lansing Lugnuts, one of the best offenses in all of minor league baseball. So we'll kick things back to our studios in Grand Rapids, and then we'll hopefully have baseball for you roughly 1 hour from now here from Jackson Field, right here on Whitecaps Radio.
Welcome back to Jackson Field here in Lansing. Well, we have a turn of events here at Jackson Field that we did not see coming here tonight. Tonight's game that was scheduled to begin at 8:20 p.m. has been, to our understanding, postponed due to inclement field conditions. Standing water in center field has been cited as the reason for the playing conditions to be less than ideal for tonight's ball game. And we did have some inkling as to that being the case before the ball game was intended to start about 10 minutes ago. And obviously, welcome back, everybody. We wish we had baseball for you here tonight. This is one of the more unusual circumstances that the Whitecaps have encountered, not only this year, but in recent seasons. And they actually had gotten a lot of the field ready. We had had a very heavy thunderstorm that had come through the state capitol about 30 minutes before first pitch. And when it came down extremely hard. It was very windy, it was extremely rainy, and it did a number on this field here in Lansing. And this is an older field. It is not one of the newer fields. It does not drain as well as some of the other fields in the Midwest League. So it takes on a lot of water. And the Lansing Lugnuts grounds crew did everything they could in order to get this field ready the best they could. Unfortunately, they did a lot as that they could with the dirt, with the warning track, with what was in foul territory, and tried to get things like the bullpen ready for play. Of course, the infield was tarped, so there really wasn't a whole lot that they needed to worry about with the infield, but the outfield remained a concern with the warning track, but also especially with center field. And then you think about some of the players that would be in those areas here tonight. Ryan Lasko, a great example for the Lansing Lugnuts, who is a very important part of the Oakland Athletics organization, a top prospect who is going to be patrolling center field, certainly somebody that the Oakland A's want to be very careful with, they want to protect, and they don't want to take any chances with. And then, of course, it doesn't take much to remind who is in center field for the West Michigan Whitecaps, Detroit Tigers' number one prospect, Max Clark. And it was after a lot of the baseball buddies, or Lansing's version of the young boys and girls who were brought onto the field before this ball game started, they were just kind of standing and waiting for Lansing's big league team, or at least their minor league team in this case, to join those baseball buddies on the field. As they end up, we have a bird that almost flew into the booth. Anyways, we digress. So what happened was we were waiting for the Lansing Lugnuts promotional video to come on. We were waiting for them to come on the field, and that video never came. What was happening was there was a meeting of the minds out in center field where there was standing water. We saw Tony Cappicelli, we saw Craig Conklin, the two managers for West Michigan and Lansing. We saw some of the leadership of the Lansing Lugnuts. We saw their head groundskeeper. We saw their general manager as well. We saw a lot of the people that really have the great influence as to whether or not we could play baseball here tonight. And obviously, the risk can be great when you're talking about player safety, and it has never been more paramount than it is in today's day and age, especially with the priorities that teams put on player safety, and for good reason, but especially when you're considering where those trouble spots were. And even just looking down at the field right now, Tony Cappicelli, the Whitecaps manager, is actually standing pretty much near the third base bag, just down the line, and he's on the phone right now. And you'd have to imagine that he's probably conversing with the leadership for the Detroit Tigers, probably explaining to them exactly why this game is not being played here tonight. There's probably some questions as to, with the game that is not seeing any active rain, why this game is not being played. We've had a couple of ball games this year that have been postponed in these circumstances where there has not been rain, but there have been adverse field conditions, and in the spirit of player safety, said ball game has not been played. This is a delicate balance that teams have to play when it comes to maintaining their relationships with affiliates and with their major league club. And it really behooves teams to act in the best interests of that major league team. And obviously, there is nothing that is worth risking a player's health and safety. And that is a reason why we will not play baseball here tonight. Here's what we can tell you. We do know that we will have baseball scheduled for tomorrow. 1:05 will be our first pitch. What we do not know yet is if we will play one or two baseball games tomorrow here in the state capitol. That is still up for debate. I would imagine that is a question that is currently being discussed and talked about as we speak. Will we play tomorrow? Will we have a doubleheader here on Sunday? Or will we play this extra ball game when the Whitecaps play the Lansing Lugnuts the final week of the regular season back in West Michigan? These two teams are not done playing after tomorrow's ball game. They are in a rare circumstance where there is this situation brewing where it's not the final meeting between these two teams this season. Ironically, the Whitecaps, who are probably a little surprised that they're not playing tonight, many of the Whitecaps players are just kind of lingering by the top step of the dugout. Max Clark, who was out there in center field, actually with a lot of those players. Ryan Lasko, the center fielder on the Lansing side, they were out there talking about how they would be moving and maneuvering and how they felt and if they were comfortable dealing with those playing conditions out in center field. You'd have to imagine that that may have played some part in the decision as to not play baseball here tonight. But you think about how important it is to make sure that these kids are safe, and you're talking about 19, 20-year-old kids, to play one ball game on a Saturday night certainly is one of those things that, of course, everybody wants to play baseball, and I know it's disappointing, but the good news is we will get a chance to play baseball here tomorrow, and we will guarantee that no one's going to get hurt here tonight. So the Whitecaps do not play baseball here in this one. We will decide and we will determine what tomorrow's course of action looks like probably later this evening. There is a chance that tomorrow's game will be the fifth and final game of this series, so it certainly could be the rubber match of this five-game series, and then we will have the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts right here from the state capitol. So we could see seven games in the final 6 days of the regular season back in West Michigan. So that's going to do it for us from Jackson Field. Our thanks to all the good people who make these broadcasts go. We will certainly keep you filled in. You can check whitecapsbaseball.com for all the latest Whitecaps news to tell you exactly what will go and what will come of this situation in particular, as the Whitecaps will try to navigate a very unusual circumstance here in Lansing. Don't forget, Caps come home for a 6-game series against the Lake County Captains beginning next Tuesday, August the 20th at 6:35. That begins with Bulletin Night presented by Joy 99. You can bring a worship or community bulletin and get tickets for half price. On Wednesday, Paws is on a rehab assignment. The first 1,000 fans receive a Paws bobblehead. On Thursday, the first 1,000 receive a set of Whitecaps grilling tongs. It's also a thrifty Thursday. $3 beers, hot dogs, and Pepsi products. On Friday, the Whitecaps become one of their great alter egos, the Beer City Bunghammers. We'll see Farm Bureau Insurance fireworks on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's contest at 7:05. The first 1,000 receive a Whitecaps beach hat. And then on Sunday, we'll wrap it all up at 2 p.m. The first 1,000 receive a Los Calaveras Day West Michigan hat. We'll also have Tyler's amazing balancing act. If you've never seen Tyler in West Michigan, you'd be amazed to see what he can balance on his face. He's even balanced things as big as a stepladder. And we're not talking about one of those small ones. We're talking about one of those big industrial size ladders. It's also a Corwell Health Family Sunday, so kids eat free and run the bases. If you're looking for tickets, if you have special group needs, if you'd like a suite or maybe one of those special four-top tables to sit right underneath our broadcast location, you can call us 616-784-4131 during business hours, or you can go online at whitecapsbaseball.com. For all of us at the West Michigan Whitecaps, my name is Dan Hasty. Do not forget, our pregame show starts tomorrow afternoon at 12:50 with the first pitch between West Michigan and Lansing, scheduled for 1:05 p.m. No baseball here today. Today's game postponed due to adverse field conditions here in Lansing for the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll talk to you tomorrow, weather permitting. Until then, so long, everybody.
Whitecaps Baseball has been brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, Alta Equipment Company, Aero Waste, Auto Owners Insurance, Valley Live, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Centennial Securities, Family Fair Supermarkets, Ferris State University, General RV, Gordon Food Service, Grand Rapids Community College, Great Lakes Motor Coach, Master Spas, Milk Means More, Model Coverall, Molson Coors, Ridge Heating and Cooling, Stratus Cleaning Solutions, Roots Chris Steakhouse, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. You've been listening to West Michigan Whitecaps Baseball, a presentation of the West Michigan Whitecaps. Copyright 2024 by the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues. Thanks for tuning in to Whitecaps Baseball.